This is KCUR 89.3. I'm Lisa Rodriguez. The unified government of Wyandotte County and Kansas City, Kansas, rode a national wave of economic expansion over the past 10 years, thanks in part to sales taxes rolling in from development around the Legends and the sports complexes. But for 3 months, the pandemic shut down retail and restaurants, as well as Sporting KC, the T-Bones, and NASCAR, and the resulting loss in sales taxes could devastate the unified government's budget. For a special collaboration between the Kansas City Star and KCUR called The Next Normal, the Star's Steve Vakrat took a close look. Thanks for joining me, Steve.
Thanks for having me.
Steve, tell me, what kind of financial situation was Wyandotte County in before the pandemic shut down the economy in March?
So Wyandotte County, which got hit pretty hard in the 2008 recession, had spent the years following that, you know, saving some money, putting some money to, certain infrastructure projects and things like that. And they were finally getting to a point where they were starting to rebound from fully rebound from that recession. And they entered 2020 ready and thinking about, you know, now that we've caught up, can we start putting money into infrastructure and new programs and things that our residents want that we haven't been able to provide in the past? And then this pandemic happens, closes down, you know, the commercial industry for 3 months, which Wyandotte County is sensitive to. And now they're looking at a revenue shortfall of about $40 million between this year and next, which is a pretty big hit for their budget.
Right. And as we mentioned, you know, Kansas City, Kansas has staked a lot on the success of the Legends Shopping Center and that whole Village West area. How has the pandemic affected that part of the city?
Pretty significantly, from what I can tell, because the whole Legends and Village West area is built around not a lot of homes, but around a lot of attractions. And so, you know, the proposition there is that, you know, people might come visit for a Sporting Kansas City game. And in doing that, they might go to a restaurant before or after the game, or a family might come from a ways away to get a deal at Nebraska Furniture Mart, stick around and go to a restaurant or do some other shopping. It's more of a destination type of place. And so when you cut out things like Sporting Kansas City, which stopped playing games, the Kansas City T-Bones, which will not play any games out there this year, NASCAR, and then you just have the closure of or the limited business opportunities going on out there from the stay-at-home orders, you know, it was a pretty big hit to commercial activity there. I talked to one restaurant owner there who told me that his sales were down about 80% there for the time during which the pandemic had shut things down.
You mentioned before that there's going to be this major hit to the county's tax revenue. What kind of effect will that have down the line on city services?
Well, they're going to have to put off some of the things that they wanted to invest their money in, you know, and they're still going to do some roads projects, but probably not as many as they had envisioned. And they're also going to be furloughing a lot of employees. And in government, where when you have fewer people to do the job, you know, the services go down. And one of the things that people really expect in Wyandotte County is to have more and better services. And that's going to be harder to get when you have people who can't go out and mow the parks and pick up trash there as often as they used to. And that's, I think, where residents are going to start seeing, you know, some of the effects of this.
Right. And you also talked to several neighborhood leaders from different parts of the county about their needs and what they wanted to see happening in their neighborhoods. What did you hear from them?
They're not expecting or demanding a lot of, you know, extravagant types of development projects or things like that. What they really want are a lot of kind of back to basics, you know, essential elements of local government, which is sidewalks and better roads, and they want their parks taken care of, and they want renovations and updates to their community centers. And I think they understand the tough position that the unified government is in as a result of this pandemic.
And another element here is that a large segment of the budget in Wyandotte County in Kansas City, Kansas, goes to police and public safety. And we see that also in other cities across the metro and know that those budgets can be difficult to trim. What's at stake in terms of public safety there now? Are they facing cuts as well?
I would argue not as much as other departments within the unified government. You know, there are some measures being taken, you know, such as there's a police academy positions, about 24 that are being held open for the time being. But the furlough program for employees that I mentioned excludes public safety. You know, police and fire and the sheriff's office are not part of those furloughs. There are not likely to be as large a cuts to public safety as there would be in other departments within the unified government.
Is there anything that the unified government is thinking about doing in terms of raising revenue?
Yes, there was a vote that happened earlier this month to give themselves the ability to increase the property tax rate by 2 mils. And that was largely in the context of whether they want to be able to staff a new fire station out in Piper on the western edge of the county, while also being able to keep open a fire station in Fairfax, which is on the eastern edge. The county administrator did not recommend increasing the mill rate. And there's some commissioners I've spoken to or heard speak elsewhere who've said that they would be reluctant to do that because property tax rates in Kansas City, Kansas are already high. And in recent years, they had taken measures to lower it by about 6 mils. And so increasing it again would be something that would probably not be politically popular.
Right. Are there any other visions for growth then in Wyandotte County?
One thing that David Alvey has been talking about before this pandemic, but he's told me since it happened that it's something he wants to double down on, is trying to get home builders and investors in Kansas City, Kansas, who want to take a chance at properties that are in the Wyandotte County Land Bank. And he's hoping that, you know, the county can get some momentum on developing some of these properties, getting some home buyers to take a chance on fixing up some of these properties that pay nothing in property tax, get some families who take a chance on Wyandotte County, who start to repopulate the, you know, a county that lost a lot of residents over the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and start putting some of these properties that pay nothing in property tax to use.
Steve Vakrot is an investigative reporter with the Kansas City Star. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you for having me.